Welcome to this month's energy report for July 2022. First of all, just to say, I'm really excited that you are a member of the Tarot membership. And as this is our first energy report all about expansion, I thought, what an interesting word for us to use as we begin something as expansive as a new membership together. And even though I'm the one that creates this, you are all of the people that come together as part of a membership to make it exactly what it is. And each of you bring your own individual energy to this small community. And that has a ripple effect in a very, very positive way. So when we talk about expansion as being the word of the month, you are expanding not only as just being a member, but you're helping expand other people's energies through your own. So in this energy report, I'm going to talk about what I feel intuitively the energy is going to be like over the month of July. And then I always look at the astrological, you know, events that are coming up and how that can have an impact on us in a positive way and not in a negative way as such, but, you know, that can cause us to have to look at things maybe a little bit more deeply and how we can navigate our way through that. To me, this month, the reason why I felt expansion is because when I sat and actually asked what I felt about this month and what I felt about the energy right now, that was the feeling that came to me. I think we are living in a time right at this moment in time where we're really being pulled more than ever to come back to ourselves. Now, I talk about this quite a lot, but this month, even astrologically, is actually trying to do that. Over the course of between kind of the 4th to the 7th of July, we're moving into a place where there's a very strong pull towards our life force energy. Now, life force energy is, I suppose what I would call it, is like a fire in our belly. It is this piece of us that is so ready for creation, for expansion, for potential, for possibilities, for purpose. And it drives us towards really going where we want to go. Do you ever get those moments where you just feel, yep, I want to do that, and you don't know why? Or maybe you've been putting it off for ages and all of a sudden it feels like the right time, or something pops up out of the blue and you just feel really, really drawn to looking into it more, or you feel really drawn to maybe even meeting up with somebody that you haven't seen for a while, because it's a pull of energy. And every time that we move through our life during our day in our normal way, we are an expansive energy. And I explained about our soul's kind of purpose in life. We are human beings. So when we think of our soul, we actually see it in a very limited capacity. While our soul is so much more expansive than we could ever imagine, or like I said above, I could even ever put into words for you. And I suppose our role as a person or a personality in our life is to live and have lived experiences, bringing in that expansive soul energy that we possess. And when we think about it like that, when we actually think, okay, there's this really expansive energy, and I suppose my role here is to bring that expansive energy down through me, it means that we have to start to become very in tune with ourselves. Very in tune with how we're feeling, how we're thinking, and very, very in tune with what we intend for our lives. And over the course of the first kind of not even 2 weeks of July, but just under 2 weeks of July, we're going to be finding ourselves where that energetic support around expansion and around life force energy is going to be very, very, very present. Sometimes when we hear about energies and we go through it, we don't feel the expansion, or we don't feel maybe what someone is talking about. Like, for instance, you're listening to me and you might go over the next few weeks and say, I didn't really feel that. But just know, and don't worry, that there's an undercurrent of this. And sometimes we don't feel energies in the moment, but something is working, something is shifting through our system, something's being integrated into our body that in a few months' time, we will see the result of. So even if you don't, like I said, feel the result of that right now in July, know that it is bringing you to a different place, maybe in a different month. If you do feel the energy of this in the first kind of 2 weeks or just under 2 weeks of July, and you really are feeling pulls to things, please, please, please listen to that. Whatever you're hearing in these next couple of weeks, is really what I suppose that soul expansive energy is all about. It's nearly communicating with you and saying, yes, go for it. You mightn't understand why, you mightn't even know how to do what you want to do or go about what you want, you know, maybe be engaging with or involved with, but just follow, as I would say, the breadcrumbs. Follow the feeling within and it will bring you to that place. When we talk about expansive energy and that life force energy as well, it really is where, and sorry, bringing in a piece around intention, every single thing we do with our in our life, we do with intent. And we do that very naturally, whether you even think you do or not. So say, for example, I always give this as an example, but say, for example, you are knowing that there's certain things that you want to do, but your intention is not to do it. Your intention might be to sit down and watch TV. Your intention might be to avoid it. It's like, I'll think about that another day, okay? So every moment we're doing something, we have an intention behind it. Something I started doing at the start of this year around my own work and some parts of my life was that when I really wanted to see if I wanted to make a change with something, or particularly with work, you know, maybe introduce something new, like the Tower membership, I would run it through my system first. And what I mean by that is I would sit down and I would meditate on it and I would sit with it, the feeling of what I wanted to create, the feeling of what I wanted to change, and I would see how that felt in my system. And this has been a really, really big game changer for me with my work in particular, because then I wasn't putting out things that I didn't feel completely aligned with, because sometimes it would run something through my system and it wouldn't feel right. I'd thought about launching this Tower membership about 2 months ago and it didn't feel right at that time. And I kept kind of chipping away at it. And then just 1 week there, last week or the week before, it felt right and I went with it and I ran it through my system. So this month, particularly in the first 2 weeks, but over the course of the whole month, really look at your intention here. Your intention around what you're doing. And that's as simple as, like, I intend to get up and go to work in the morning. But how do I want to feel when I'm doing that? What do I want to wear? What colour do I want to put on me? Do I want to walk to work instead of getting the bus? Do I want to drive instead of walking? You know, whatever it is. But be really clued in to our life is created from moments of intention. And those intentions can come from an expansive place. And if those intentions come from that expansive soul space, that's where you're going into the good stuff and that's where you're moving. So all of the first half, or just under the first half, up until around the 12th of July this month, is about that expansive energy. You'll see then that I wrote that this month is expansion through healing and boundaries. Because as we reach the full moon, okay, which is on the 13th of July, and we're going to do our first ceremonial gathering that night, I thought it was a perfect night to do it, is... on that day of the 13th of July, the full moon, it actually brings a little bit of sticky energy with it, okay? We may even feel just a little bit stagnant or maybe just a bit stuck. So we see now, this is so interesting how energies change. The first part of this month of July is about expansion, about the life force energy, going for what we want, feeling good. And boom, right in the middle, there's a stuck point. And the sticky point is more around our responsibility. It's about really looking at our actions. It's about really looking at what we intend for ourselves, which I just spoke about. And full moons are releasing. They're all about fire element, okay? So fire is burning things out, letting them go. So you might find in the expansive period leading up to that, that you're like really in this growth spurt almost. But with every expansion, we always have to go to the light, which is the expansive energy, but we also have to go into the dark. The light and shadow of dark, the ebb and flow of life, that's the natural rhythm of how it goes. So when I say dark, that doesn't mean like it's really awful or anything like that, but we have to go to the lower part of ourself. So we have to really look around that period of time. If we're really taking responsibility for our intentions, what we intend for our life, for our actions, how we're thinking, how we're speaking, how we're behaving, how we're communicating, and are they really matching up? So what I always find with expansion, and I was talking about this in my other membership over the last few weeks because we've been doing integration, and that's about really embodying this like newer way of being. But like when we're doing that, it's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Do you ever have those moments where you're like, God, I feel great. I had such a shift in every energy. Everything's moving really wonderfully. And then, boom, out of the blue, something drops in. And it's not that it's a tester, but it is a part of saying, like, when I'm in a good space, everything's good. But if a little bit of a wobble comes in or a little stone that's going to trip me up, am I going to move out of expansion and go completely backwards? Or am I going to stay in expansion and say, okay, this is showing up for a reason. It mightn't feel comfortable. It mightn't feel nice. It might even be stressful. But it doesn't mean that you can still expand and still grow. So on the 13th of July, you'll read the details below, we will come together to really sit in our expansive energy, but release whatever darker or lower vibrational parts of us that are holding us back from that full expansion. That can be limiting thoughts or limiting beliefs. And generally it is. Like, generally we will find, when we kind of come back into ourselves on a normal day, it's the belief system that really kind of blocks the expansion. And our belief system is based generally on our past experiences. So it all kind of comes together. So we're going to look at how we can move through that. Because over your life, those limiting beliefs and limiting thoughts and limiting experiences that you've had from the past are going to crop up. But we want to be able to move with them. That's the importance of these energy reports, that you kind of know, okay, this month is about expansion. There's going to be maybe a little bit of stagnancy or something I've got to look at in the middle of the month. So you know what's coming. And this isn't really difficult stuff. Like, you know, you may not even experience it all. But it's just good to know, okay, well, how can I navigate through that? And what practices can I put in place that are going to really help me with that? So as we move on a week, probably or so, just after that lovely full moon, we come back into a time where we've really been looking at taking the initiative. So this is kind of going back to the full moon energy on the 13th of July around, like, our intentions and our responsibilities for our actions, our thoughts and our behaviours. How are we going to move forward now? What do we need to take the initiative on? And there's an opportunity then for the healing aspect and the boundary aspect to come in here. So sometimes when we think of the word expansion, we would think that boundaries is actually a very limiting word in relation to that. But it's more the boundaries of how you protect yourself and mind yourself. Because expansive energy is so big and so great and so vast and so wonderful that if there are lower energies, not just from ourselves, but from other people, maybe people who don't have your best interests at heart, maybe people who aren't really coming to, you know, be your best advocate or your best support. Maybe you're drained by certain relationships. Maybe you're allowing certain things to happen that are pulling and draining you. So we're definitely in the second half of July going to be looking at that boundary piece. And how can I heal my life, step into my expansive space by putting better boundaries in place? And this might feel like tough work, but it's actually not, because there's a very light energy that comes along as we move into that kind of second part of July of celebrating how far we've come. And that's about our healing too. And that's also about boundaries, because to celebrate ourselves and to be confident in ourselves creates a boundary, which is saying to others, like, I love myself and you will also have to love me to have a relationship with me or to be in my life in a bigger capacity. And as that energy kind of moves in a really nice way, and then we move into the end of July, we have a new moon on the 28th of July, which really lifts the energy. It's going to be like, poof, we're back in that expansive piece. But there's an excited energy that comes at the end of July and with that new moon. So this month, I suppose it's like expansion, coming back down, grounding ourselves, healing, looking at what we intend for ourselves, how we can take the initiative, how we can be more responsible. And then we lift back up into celebrating ourselves, making sure we're putting boundaries in place, looking at potentially anything else that needs to be healed. And then we move back into this kind of lighter energy. So I do think July is going to be quite busy. You'll probably find it could be quite a busy month for you in general, whether that's socializing or that'll be with your family or that'll be with your work or just new projects you're going to be involved with. You will find yourself quite busy. And also July, obviously being a very prominent summer month, there's so much energy that whirls around at this time. So grounding yourself is going to be really, really important through this month. And the ritual that I have put out, which you'll see below in the meditation, is actually about grounding. And I'd recommend doing the ritual, you know, you can do it a few times if you want, but generally once in the month is lovely. But you could listen to the meditation like a few times a week or every week. But do listen to it more often if you can. And I just think the grounding is important, because when we expand and we want to bring expansive energy down, we have to be grounded to receive it and to bring it down. And then when we're putting boundaries in and healing our energy, we also have to be really grounded so that we have the ability and the confidence to do that with our boundaries. So quite a lot of activity going on over this month of July. But my feeling is it's a really, I just get this clearing. That's the only word I can use. A clearing of something on a bigger level here. Like not just for us all individually, but there's something shifting on a planetary level. And obviously the world that we're living in and Earth here is very, I suppose, fragile at the moment. There's a lot going on. And you know, we're impacted by that. And I think the clearing I'm seeing is it's like kind of the fog is lifting of, there can be a little bit of God, this is not actually really happening. You know, we look at what's gone over the last few years, and I even say it to my friends, it's like, God, this feels like we're in an alternative universe, or this is mad stuff, or God, the world's gone bonkers, or whatever we all say. But I suppose the fact of the matter is, this is actually occurring. It is actually happening. And it's really important for us to see what's happening and to understand it and not want to avoid it. It's not nice to be listening to it all the time and getting dragged into the negativity. That's not what I mean. But an awareness of like, okay, this actually is occurring here. Our world is actually shifting at a very rapid pace in front of our eyes. And it, whether we believe it or not, it is actually happening. If we can ground ourselves and expand ourselves, I think that's where the clearing comes. It's like we're all kind of opening our eyes and going, oh my goodness, this is actually our reality now. Now I really got to step into myself to be able to not only bring a higher vibrational energy into such a low vibrational planet at the moment, but also I've got to do that for myself to stay centered and grounded in the swirling of energy that's going on. That really feels very different to what we've ever experienced in our lifetime before. So I hope this has helped you. The ritual will be really helpful for you, I think, and the meditation, but also our ceremony, which again will be on the 13th of July at 8:30 Irish time. And we will be doing a really beautiful releasing ceremony, but moving into expansion. So it's going to be quite deep and I'm really looking forward to it, but there'll be details of that below as well. And yeah, I just hope you all have a really good month and that you expand and put your boundaries in all at the same time. Have a lovely July.